Today I have Jade and Lauren in the studio, who are members of the Mianjin Brisbane band Worm Girls. Welcome on.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys? How are you going?
We are fresh.
We're so fresh. Caffeinated, we're fed. We're ready to wriggle.
Yeah.
Straight fresh from the road trip.
Yes.
Off
yes.
we go.
Yes.
So just to get started, I really wanted to get your guys' take on where the name Worm Girls came from originally and what does it mean to be worm?
That's a great question. Well, I can cover where we got it from. Really, Angie, the bass player.
Yeah.
Her twin sister is really obsessed with composting and worms. And when we were coming up with a band name, it was things were being thrown.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was thrown was Worm Girls. And it really stuck. Mm. It stuck to the walls, stuck to our souls. And we're now Worm Girls forever.
I love that.
We've really embodied that, I think.
Yeah, I think we were thinking about the name. Angie at first was like, oh, no way we're being called that. And I think that's also like part of why we liked it so much was that initial like almost repulsiveness that some people have at like the thought of wriggly little freaks, little worms. We were like, that's kind of us, you know? Well, it's like those who get it,
yeah,
get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The wrong people are going to hear the name Worm Girls and be like, oh, you should change that. You're never going to get anywhere. Notice the drop in the pitch of my voice.
Clock.
But it's like the girlies, the gays and the theys, they get it. And
yeah.
To be worm is really to be part of a community and to
look out for each other.
Look out for each other and like stand strong in your values and look out for your community. And yeah, we like to say it's a mantra. It's a way of life. If you're a worm, you're like worm through and through. And yeah, you're either worm or you're not worm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not worm, sorry, but
go fishing.
I can definitely understand like the community vibes and the whole, if you're the wrong audience, that initial repulsion you get is probably a sign that, hey, this isn't for you.
And I love how watching people that maybe initially go like, I don't really get it. I love watching them convert to being full worm. That's
we've definitely
really
converted
as well.
Some worms.
It's like they're just like, this is probably not for me. And then they watch us live or they have a conversation with us, listen to our music,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, I get it.
So I also just want to get into a little bit more of your guys' personal journeys with music. How did you guys first get into it? What made you think this is the career for me? Do you remember the first song you guys learned?
In my life?
In your life, yeah.
I feel like music for me was like I had to do it. I had to sing. And the first song I performed live was a really bad song from a musical, like a You Can Buy Me for Really Cheap and It's for Primary School Kids musical. It was like called Black Hole or something. But I feel like my first proper performance, I sang Teardrops on my guitar. And I think I was like maybe 12. Yeah, so little. But
little.
When it's in your bones, it's in your bones, I think.
Yeah. I think I just always loved musical movies. I loved all of the Barbie movies that had songs in it. I loved Bratz Rock Angels as a kid, and definitely all through school, any chance there was to like do choir or be involved in like, you know, I went to like a religious primary school, and so there was always like Christmas plays and religious like musicals at the end of the year, and I was always like, I'll be an angel, yeah, absolutely. I'll sing in the choir, and always loved that. Yeah, and I remember being really little, probably 5 years old, and being in a Snow White costume singing I Want the World from the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. And yeah, it's no surprise that I then loved musical theatre. And I think a lot of people clock that in our music as well. They go, which one of you is really into musical theatre? And everyone's like, it's Lauren.
It gives a good show. No one wants to see like a stick standing on stage.
Oh, so boring. When you just stand there.
Like a stick.
I'm bored.
Yeah,
actual
it sucks
stick.
That, like, people get away with playing like a stick on stage and other people have to do the full work.
And some
like,
people get celebrated.
Costume changes, dances.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to like, if that is your artistry and to like get up and perform, but so often it just looks like you're bored up there.
Yeah.
And so I'm bored watching.
I also wanted to get into, you guys describe your music as femme punk. Can you expand on what femme punk is as a genre, what it means to you guys specifically?
I would say genres to me are just a bit like random. So I feel like for us, we definitely have some tunes that are like a little bit more on the heavier side of rock and do lean into some of those like punk attributes of like crowd vocals.
Theme-wise, definitely
our lyrics, you know, often quite political, I guess you would say, but it really just us trying to project our values and talk about things that affect us in our personal lives, professional lives, whatever it may be. And a lot of the themes as well are going to be quite relatable more for the girls, the gays and the theys, for for people who have either like grown up in the feminine experience, like, or identify as a woman, identify as queer. A lot of, you know, that's us. Those are our stories. And therefore a lot of like that community, I think, can probably just relate the most, I think, is where definitely that like femme label comes from, is like, yeah, that is sort of our audience. Or again, just even like feminists, anyone who really identifies as like a feminist are really going to understand at least where we're coming from in our music and our themes. But yeah, we're rock. Sometimes we're a bit closer to that indie rock or like pop rock. And then sometimes we definitely lean a bit heavier as well.
What has your experience been as women and non-binary individuals in the punk scene, and especially the Australian punk scene?
We started the band in a bit of a, maybe it's not super unique really, but in a unique way maybe for the our peers that we're seeing around us, is that we went into it with a bunch of things that we wanted to make sure that we were considering and standing for. So we wrote down all of our sort of like morals, things we wanted to see change in the music industry. And one of those things was like, you know, balanced lineups and safer spaces for gigs and better accessibility to gigs. And like, we just wrote a big list and we put it into sort of the framework of the band. So we started the band knowing that we were going to come across some issues that we didn't like, and we had a game plan for those. So I think we've had a very unique experience in that we have been able to stand up for ourselves in places where I think some bands don't feel like they can.
Absolutely.
And hopefully the more bands that realize that they can do that, and maybe like, we have something called an inclusion rider that we sometimes enforce. So yeah, we did a lot of preparation, and that means that we have had such beautiful experiences.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned before that you guys wrote down your values and morals when starting the band, and that you had an inclusion rider. The worm commandments that you guys have. Yes, I found that. Yes, I found that. Can you guys walk me through some of the like specific worm commandments and like the specific points on the inclusion rider that you have?
Well, I guess there's the really obvious stuff that's on our inclusivity rider, and it's not like groundbreaking stuff either. Like, I feel like that's the craziest part, is that it's what I think everyone should be going off. But we go for on a 3-band lineup that more than 30% of the lineup has to be non-male. That's excluding us. So we don't count ourselves in that, in a 3-band lineup, because obviously we would count for the 30% in that regard.
So we're not going to be the token.
Yeah, we're not going to be the 30%.
We're not your token band that you take because you need to tick a box. Like, if you're not showing that you're doing the work in any other way, we're not really interested in being your performative tick.
And then things like non-gendered bathrooms and no
sanitary
strobe lights
bins in all bathrooms.
Sometimes venues, I guess, are trying to do the right thing but don't always think of everything, and that's where it's like a tool that we use when we feel like it needs to come out. And it's not just about like, oh, we're not going to do it if you don't live up to our standards. It's like, let's work together and make this a really safe space, because we want our people that are coming to these shows to feel like this is a space that welcomes them.
It's just like, this is what accessibility and inclusivity means to us.
Have
you thought about these things really in our shows, wherever we can make changes this way? Like, let's do it. Because like Jade said, you don't always have all the answers, and maybe sometimes like you haven't done all of the research. There's always more to know, and we're all people.
That's for us as well.
Exactly.
We don't always know the answers.
But it's just about trying to do the right thing and try and do that work so that someone doesn't show up to a venue where there's no wheelchair access, not knowing that there's no wheelchair access and things like that.
Yeah,
I think that there's a lot more work that venues should and need to be doing. And I think the only way that that work, well, not the only way, but one of the biggest ways that we can make change is to really try and help, you know, just spark that change in the venues and just keep championing for the people that need that support, because so often they get left behind and it's not fair.
Yeah. And speaking of venues and gigs, you guys are performing this evening.
Yes.
Friday, 8th of August at the Vic on the Park.
Yippee.
Do you guys have any other gigs coming up?
We do.
This is a mini tour. We're in New South Wales this week. We're playing Newcastle tomorrow night, Stag and Hunter, and then the following night we're playing in Wollongong at La La La's. It's fun. We're excited to
be. We're so excited.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today. That was Lauren and Jade from Worm Girls.
Wow.
You can catch Worm Girls tonight, August 8th at Vic on the Park from 9 p.m. Woo. Tickets are free, I believe.
Free. Yeah, free entry. Walk on in.
But space is pretty limited, so it is first in, best dressed.